neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
The number of the children of Yaakov Avinu Shalom has mentioned. And Ashi HaKadosh asks, where was Dinah, his daughter? And the answer was that she was hidden in a box. And why? Because Yaakov Avinu Shalom hesitated that maybe that his brother will have his eye on Dinah, and then he would demand that he should have her as a wife. So now Hashem punished Yaakov Avinu Shalom. Why? Because Dinah could have some influence on Esav and make him a tzaddik. So now, how old was Esav? 98 year old. So now here we see, what do you want from a 98 year old man? So now we learn, actually, Ribbono Shel Olam, even to the last minute of our life, he's waiting that we shape up. That's one message. And the other lesson here is, obviously, we don't have anybody around as worse than Esav. All the terrible things that he did. So now, Yaakov Avinu Shalom was blamed because he could have had the opportunity to help Esav. So that's one thing. 90-year-old man, still there's a hope.
How old was Dinah?
Maybe 8 or 9. But that's not an issue here. You know, that could work out. But the point of matter here is that one cannot say, I'm too old, it's over with. There's no such a thing. But the question that is very delicate, that who would do such a thing, to give such a pure daughter from such a mother to such a wicked man? I mean, is it too much of expectation? But why Hashem has to punish Yaakov? Because he hesitated. To give.
How could you not hesitate? You know your own brother sensing the boon of the mother if in Rasha.
Yeah, that's exactly what we're trying to find out. Who would even consider such a thing? So now the answer is could be very practical, and that is many times that we do out of our choice we get stuck. Let's say you like to arrive somewhere, but really you can't. No, it's impossible. Or you want to help somebody, but really, really, it's impossible. So what's the next step now? What's the next step? No, you see, you're on the way somewhere, and they need you, and then you cannot arrive there.
So you ask Hashem.
Well, the other option is you try to get other people to do something about it, if you personally cannot. So, or you try to, in some other way, to be part of it, such as, what do?
Get them help.
You pray to Hashem. Or if you can't,
you ask somebody else to go there instead of you.
Right. Or if there's no somebody else, or let's say it really bothers you. It really bothers you. What do you do? Either you pray or you
the best thing I think.
Faint. They call it gash. If it really bothers you, But it's too much?
Very ultimate, who is the person that in that situation that you're making?
Why not? Why not? If you really care about somebody, so if you cannot be there, so then, you know, you do whatever is possible. So now, Midrash explains. Of course, it's too much a demand that Yaakov Avinu Shalom handing his pure daughter to such a wicked. But did you ever think, you know, can I do something for him? I wish I could do something for him. Did he? He didn't. That's why he was punished.
When he wants to take the barakot from him, he said that.
We're talking about 35 years later.
Yeah.
This is 35 years later. Did he do something?
No.
Did he do something?
No.
He didn't. So that's why he was punished. So that's what a very powerful message. In life, you have to realize, of course, you know. Sometimes you really get stuck, you know, either you want to help somebody, you be somewhere, but you cannot just exempt yourself. You have to look around, see, maybe there's an option, maybe somebody else, maybe, you know, at least pray to Ribbono Shel Olam, you know, get some help. And that's what exactly we see. It's a very mind-boggling matter. Why should he be punished? And the answer here is, fine. Yes, we understand, you know, it's too much to ask, but do something.
So he wasn't punished for, Dina was punished for not helping him to get straight.
Yes, you know, if you cannot, in practicality, to give your daughter, so you have to do something else that will accomplish it. Like, what does it mean? Like, let's say somebody, you know, he needs to, like, marry his daughter, Ken Yirbu, right? So he needs money. So you cannot give the money, but you can go and ask people, you know, please help, this, that, you know. So you cannot just say, oh, I can. That's not that's not Jewish. And that's what here we see, Yaakov Avinu Shalom, for not really be sincere, was punished. Hashem is like, you know, to have right chokhmah, to be able to...
Koila nishomote, halel ko haleluko, koila nishomo, nishomo sheli. Koila nishomote, halel ko haleluko, koila nishomo, nishomo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol Hanishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.